weird to follow someone without notice, isn't it? And in the dark, no less, the kind of lighting people use to flee in the night. What? Must I be chaperoned even in a fit of despair? Utterly, completely, unfathomably ridiculous. I came out here for privacy. I just want to be alone, so please. Please leave. Just... don't tell my parents. Or the rest of the staff. I know how quickly word gets around the servants' quarters. Yes, I'm sure. This is my own pitiful situation, and I mean no offence, but there's nothing someone of your station can do. So just leave. I'll follow when I'm ready. Oh, go on. You don't have to worry about me running away. I've only got my robes on me. You know I've not the skill set to make it on my own. Wait, wait. I may regret asking this, but... like I say, considering the velocity of gossip... do you know... of my predicament? That I... My father, it is not a decision that he's come to easily, but I... Mr. Mayford, the gentleman who visited a fortnight ago. Yes. Who demanded a duck confit at the last possible moment. Of course you remember. Well, he is very wealthy and holds a great deal of power in society. My father couldn't... he has asked for my hand. Naturally. And I have no brothers. Of course, my cousin is it terrible? This is the most fervently I have ever mourned his passing. Is that a horrible disrespect of the dead? I do not know what to do. And I just... my sister! No. My sister, as my mother has put it, is not up for a proposal of this caliber. I have always outshined her so dreadfully. I'm ashamed now more than ever of my advantages. I know she has gifts for which I'm lacking, but I've never thought to wish them for myself. And I am a fool. Because in truth I have been so very arrogant. I'm pretty. Don't pretty girls have options? have wasted all of my life forgoing the picture of the future, what it might truly entail. Years fantasizing about dukes and handsome lords sweeping me away and making me laugh. Kissing someone I love for the rest of our days, shrouded in golden light, and the bitter truth is rapidly impending, and it's crushing my heart. So now I feel I must ask you, as an opportunity has sprung its way across my ever-narrowing path. I am not sure if you will be receptive, nor will I hold it against you if you disagree. Please, before I say this, please, I beg you not to disapprove of me terribly. Simply acknowledge my desperation and allow us to carry on. May I kiss you? I know the question must come as a shock, and I understand if you are against it. I do not wish to impose upon your autonomy. I know now, especially how cruel that can be. And I am also aware that I have not perhaps made the most fortunate impression upon you, even over all these years. I can acknowledge how it is I could have boasted a sense of opprobrium within a person of your means. As you see my scorn for a bonnet, or disdain towards an otherwise impressive invitation. I'm sure I must appear incredibly self-centered, especially when compared to my sister, who, despite her shortcomings, always manages to show a sense of decorum. I am not ignorant of the looks I have received at those times, or the whispers I have heard directed towards my highly privileged life. Understand that I know just how privileged it is. You, specifically, seem to radiate a silent disapproval whenever I am acting less than genteel, and so, as curious as it is to confess, you are a person who has caught my eye. I mean, perhaps it is all perfectly understandable. You have served me and my family well. We have lived under the same roof for many years. Perhaps not as equals. I do feel it would be rude to suggest such a thing to a man who has served me off of silver platters for the entirety of our acquaintance, but you have a presence in my life that I have not found within any other. And it is embarrassing to say you have judged me thoroughly, and I'm sure I've come out the other end wanting many times, and though I do feel you may often be overly quick to dismiss my circumstances, I do admire that otherwise judicious nature. Despite my pride, as frequently as it frustrates me, I desire the character that administers such discerning observations. I know that I am being forward, of course. I understand how unladylike this all is, and believe me, I take no pleasure in this situation. Please forgive me. If only for this time you may feel free to critique me as ever once it has been put to rest, but I am at odds with my fate, and for just a moment, I want to know the touch of a man that I choose. And many times I would have chosen you. Please, speak no more ill of me with your Westerns. This is not a test. Your loyalty was never in question. You'll suffer no repercussions should you wish to excuse yourself for all our disagreeableness. I trust your discretion. And at this moment, I trust your judgment. Take your leave, if that is what... Well, you know me. We may not be close, but you know of my comings and goings. What men have you ever seen in close contact with me outside of my family? I may not always be the most proper, but I am a lady. And one that does not wish for her first intimate moments to be marred by as loathsome a creature as Mr. Maylord. It's as I've said, you are admirable in your character. Though I didn't take you to be so vain as to force me to say it so many times in a row. Please, if you're only toying with my anxieties to receive a compliment, then you should... Really? I see. Well, I suppose... Well, I don't know. Now that I'm put into the situation, I'm not sure how to conduct it. You may do it now? There was a novel that I read. It was left here by my aunt. I was only curious, but in it, the man, he lifts the woman by the chin, and I've always found that to be quite a keen bit of writing, so would you mind simulating that gesture? You are very handsome. Very unaccustomed to another's lips. Who would have known it was such a unique feeling? No. It wasn't bad. I simply did not expect it to be like that. But I'm sure will you again?
Perhaps this is where we ought to stop for the night. I am not sure my heart could take more. I may end up having a fit, and then you'd have to carry me back, and that would be rather unsuitable for both of us. No, I simply... I am unsullied. Of course, it is only natural that I would react this way. Why? Do you have many experiences like this? Do most women keep a clear head at their first kiss? I think I have shown as much propriety as could be expected. Are you just so desirable that you turn them all into quaking messes? Do not try to trick me. I know you well enough to make note of that playfulness of yours. Utterly disdainful. I'll have you know, I was the first of my friends to catch a man's attention. Yes, and I was also quick to turn him down. I do not fall in with potential lovers so easily. Naturally, I'm as flustered as I am. You can make that the latest gossip downstairs, that I am a prig and a fool, and now blooming with womanhood when it is all but too late. You should return to your quarters now. I'm sure it will be harder for you to evade punishment than it will be for me to slip back in. I am not a sadist. I will be running my own household soon enough. And I plan on actually cultivating a positive relationship with my employees this time around. I am not incapable. You know, I have my good points. Although perhaps I don't need them, I must appear as an angel next to Mr. Maylord. It is kind of you to say. I must admit, it comes as an especially heartwarming comfort. Considering our history. Unless, of course, you're only saying it out of a sense of social obligation. Well, thank you. You may leave now. I wish to remain out here a bit longer. You are too much. There is no more danger on our grounds than there is on the grandstand. What was that? Oh, my God. Oh. It was just a hedgehog. Well, you would have screamed and jumped into another's arms as well if it had gotten under your skirt. How brave and dashing you are to not have been put in a terrifying circumstance. I thought there was some sort of... Well, I don't know. God, my sister carries on with her ghost stories. Oh, I hadn't even realised I seemed to have wrinkled your shirt. Will you get in trouble? Serves you right. Following me out here in the first place. I suppose I'm not upset. But let us get one thing squared away. You know I am still a proper lady, don't you? Don't let this give you a full head. One kiss. Three kisses. Yes, there were. Mm-hmm. getting ahead of myself, I'm afraid. I think this is certainly where we should stop.
Before I ask of something unbecoming.
Will you escort me back? I am ready to retire for the night, I think. I'm sure you have a busy day ahead of you. Yes, of course, the kiss was enjoyable. I would not have asked if I thought you unqualified. Perhaps you can teach me. Another day, when we have time. Purely for educational purposes. I may soon be wedded off to a bore, but perhaps I can enlighten my writing skills and publish a few of my own novels. Female readership is gaining rapid value in the market, I've heard. Excellent. Then, should we find a moment? I give you permission to make the best of it.